This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Are you driving your car or doing laundry right now? Podcasts go best when they're bundled with another activity. Like Progressive home and auto policies, they're best when they're bundled too. Having these two policies together makes insurance easier and could help you save. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save nearly $800 on average. Quote a home and car bundle today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Kelly Fasane is a staff writer at the magazine, and he and I share a lot of interests. We've both covered sports, music, politics, but I've got to admit he's much better at me at keeping up on what's new. So, Kay, I try like crazy to keep pace with you, but I gather your latest enthusiasm is somebody I confess I've never heard of, and I really should, and that's Angel Olsen.
Yeah, I've been listening to her music a lot, and often when I really love something, it's partly because I'm slightly confused by it. And Angel Olsen makes this kind of mysterious, it's related to country music and folk music and the kind of old, weird American music, but she has what a lot of people in that world don't have, which is an incredible voice. Sometimes compared to Roy Orbison, and she has this kind of mournful, slightly quavering voice, and she uses it to make these songs that are really, really specific, but not quite so specific that you can figure them out.
I gather there's a song called Sister that you think is especially great.
Yeah, I mean, it's 8 minutes long, which is not what we were expecting on this record.
So, and like Visions of Johanna for today.
and Sister is this song that basically is two halves. It starts off really intense, and then something happens in the middle, and it switches, and it turns into this long sort of rock and roll fade out. And when she came by, I asked her to talk a little bit about it.
Thanks for coming to talk to me.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Sure.
I'm wondering about this song, Sister. You know, it seems in some ways like kind of a sort of a focal point on the record. And you're probably, I don't know if you're now regretting an interview you gave a couple of years ago where you said that if you write a song that with mother or father or sister and people say, is that about your sister?
Yeah.
That you kind of can't be surprised or you can't blame
them.
Oh, no.
Just like I can't be surprised. I'm getting all kinds of like feminist and, you know, inquiries about the title of the record.
Because you called it My Woman.
Yeah. And so for Sister, it was more about, yeah, conjuring up the kind of a reflection of myself with someone who's really close to me and having a very special, like, love with them that's not necessarily romantic, or a love with a person that's familial. But I also I'm just surprised by some of the pointed questions that I get. It feels like if I had said something else about it, or if it was called something else, that I wouldn't have gotten, like, if it was My Man, no one would have questioned it. You know what I mean? So it is an interesting conversation piece in a way.
Right. Can we listen to a little bit of it?
Yeah, that's fine. It's a little like watching myself naked in a room, but I'm down.
Together like a dream.
perspective, like in the studio, like with the speakers of the studio.
You mean loud or just better?
Better and loud, yeah. To be totally like encompassed. But yeah, there you go.
One thing this song has that a lot of your songs have is a certain kind of like heightened intensity, like a super emotionally vivid sense. Were you always set on Sister being nearly 8 minutes long?
No, I had no idea when I wrote it that it was that long. And then I was like, you know, in some ways, I think there are parts of this particular song that sort of nod to like Stevie Nicks or Neil Young, or in my head they do. I don't know if that comes across. Neil Young on the beach is a perfect example of that, in that like he just kind of lets go and just does what he wants in that song and makes it as long as possible. Like, I wanted to, there was definitely intent to take what I learned from hearing those kinds of songs and apply it to my own writing and my own singing.
Let's listen again to near closer to the middle of the song, which, okay, where we're kind of moving from one part into another. Even my questionable computer speakers,
yeah,
will not dilute the mighty power of that song. That's the true test, I guess.
I didn't realize that by writing such a lengthy song that it would be reflecting the actual lyrical content of itself. And I, you know, just listening back, it's like you think it's about to be over in that moment, and then it's about to really go into the solo. And to me, that's what the song is about. It's like you think you know everything, or you think you know something or someone or whatever the situation is, like, really well, and that you've realized all this stuff about it, and then you live life a little bit longer and you're shown over and over again, like, I don't have it all figured out.
Singer and songwriter Angel Olsen talking about her song Sister off the new record, My Woman. She spoke with The New Yorker's Kelly Fasanen.